This is the House of Hockey podcast,
where we talk about the game and the lifestyle.
We've got opinions as hockey fans, friends, and from the female perspective.
Welcome to our house.
Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast, episode 163. I'm one of your hosts, Ray Ray.
And I'm your host, Breezy. What are we doing
today? What are we doing today?
Yeah, what are we doing today?
Don't worry. I put a whole rundown together for us to talk about, and you can just react, and I think it'll be perfect.
MVP right there. You're just the MVP.
Yes. Well, you did it last week. You know, we just intuitively take care of each other on this podcast, and I just so happened to have my shit together this week, and here we go.
You look like you have it together. You were wearing a very nice outfit.
I am. I had to tape some auditions because the actors and writers strike is over, and now things are coming in, and I try to time it when I do my hair and makeup on the once, so I don't have to do it any other days. So I taped a bunch of stuff before. And the audition called for, I should read this because it's just so, so ridiculous. You guys don't even know. This is a whole other part of my life that is very fun and exciting. Like, I've obviously shared some of the, I've got to do some cool projects like Beyond FBI Most Wanted and all these other things. But sometimes
they have crazy restrictions and what, it's not a restrictions. What is it called? Expectations.
Expectations of what they want, and
it's very specific too.
Yeah, here is the specific description for this audition. The host is friendly and approachable, not physically, but in tone. I don't know who any of these people are. Imagine Milana Weintraub, Stephanie Beatriz, and Mary Elizabeth Winstead had a baby. Okay, so great. Off to a great start. Wardrobe.
Did you Google sleek, these people?
No. Sleek, stylish, a combination of a leather fashion jacket, which is what I'm wearing, with the brand, which I shouldn't say, their color, which is a blue color, and a pair of jeans or slacks. It's a style that's been sported by sci-fi and anime female heroes that has a slight futuristic feel.
Futuristic. Look at what? You being a little out of towner.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't even know what this means. I'm just going to do what I do, and you're going to like me or you're not. I don't know who any of those hosts are, and I can't pretend to be like them because guess what? I'm not them. I'm me. And that's what you get. I mean, I can act, of course, but I'm not going to do an impersonation of these people. That's not how this works. So,
no, anyway. You're being their child.
Yeah.
And sometimes children aren't even like their parents.
Exactly. And
well, that was dumb for them to put that in there because we're better than that.
I know. It's like, okay. So I just do my best with some of these where it's like, what does that even mean to be friendly and approachable, but not physically friendly and approachable in tone?
Well, you're not touching anybody in tone.
I know, but do I How look... Do you- Like, do I look approachable? Is it supposed to not look approachable? I'm supposed to look like a robot?
Friendly and approachable, but in a tone? How do you even do that?
Girl,
high five.
I think they want us to look like an AI robot talking. I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to do what I think I can pull off that's within this realm, and that's it. Because I have more important things, not more important things, but I have a lot of things I need to talk to Breezy about on this podcast that's hockey related. That is something I can definitely talk about. Let's start with something light and fun because I think we'll just ease into the episode since we started talking about really weird acting castings I get. That's not hockey related, but... NHL GMs have approved the use of helmets that contrast with jerseys as long as they do not contrast with opposing teams for away games or when basically the teams are wearing their white jerseys. Normally they wear a white bucket. helmet. And in the example that they posted, it was the Toronto Maple Leafs wearing their white jerseys and then a blue, the Maple Leaf blue helmet. Mm-hmm. Are we a yay or a nay for this?
I like that. I do. I like it.
I'm like a yay. It too. I think I'm a yay. And then I saw a picture in like the white buckets with the white jerseys. And I do think that's a clean look. And I do think it makes the away team look less important for a home game, which I think is what you want as like the home team. You want like your team to be the star with all the colors and things, but I don't really feel very anti it. I think the broadcasters would probably have something to say about it because their eyes are trained, right, to look at the colors and the numbers on the jerseys. And if, I mean, obviously the helmet has to be a different color, right? So like if two teams whose like alternate color was blue, the Leafs couldn't wear or make a blue helmet in that scenario. Like it's kind of cool, but I also think like, this is what we're focusing on. Do we need to be focused? Is this necessary? Mm-mm. No,
I don't think so.
But like, okay. Cause it's not like we're going to go buy a blue helmet now. Like it's not going to benefit the fans and or sales for gear, right?
No, I don't think so.
I don't really feel too angsty one way or the other.
No.
What I do have questions about, though, I have a lot of questions, obviously, all the time. But these next two topics, I have a lot of questions. This is not new, but we have seen, I would say, in the last, like since the season started, or maybe just the last 3 to 4 weeks, that coaches are benching their star players for like an entire third period. If this has happened 3 times, at least like that I have read, the Columbus Blue Jackets benched Patrick Laine and Johnny Gaudreau for the third period. Not the same amount, but facts, whatever. Calgary Flames benched Jonathan Huberdeau for the final 20 minutes of a game.
Yeah.
And the Devils benched Timo Meier for a third
period. That's crazy.
Like, I understand the logic behind it with the coach having to, like, that's all they can do to sort of get their players on board and hit them where it hurts the most, which is not playing and having to sit on the bench and watch their team and not being able to contribute, but maybe they haven't been contributing well enough to begin with. But is this like actually accomplishing anything? Like, have we seen a turnaround in play?
I don't think so. I think it's just making us like, as a, it's a statement thing, right? Like it's a slap on the wrist, but it's not doing anything, but just preventing them from like a chance of doing a good play. And then I guess they're still on the bench, so like it's not like a locker room thing because they're still, their presence is still there, but yeah, they're, but their, not on the ice,
pissed off
and it's mad. Yeah, so like what is that gonna do?
I don't know if that helps. I guess if you're gonna do it, you do it at this part of the season where you've got some flexibility with winning and losing games and sorting out what's going on. But I don't know why all of a sudden we're seeing so much more of this. I don't recall seeing a lot of this last season. Do you?
Maybe like once.
Yeah.
That I can remember. Like once.
Yeah. I feel like this is like an old school technique. And I don't know if that's going to work on some of these guys who are younger in the league and are kind of like, you're doing what to me now? Like,
yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, Johnny Gaudreau's got a contract for 100 years with the Blue Jackets. So whatever, you know, it's like, whatever, you're going to bench me for 6 minutes of the third period. Well, I'm still here and you can't get rid of me. So, okay, cool. We'll try again tomorrow or the next day when we go, or like, I just would love to hear a coach's opinion on the thought process behind that, of what that actually accomplishes, if anything.
Right.
If they're, I mean, obviously, if they're playing bad, yeah, you bench them. But, like, what is the long-term repercussion of that?
Them not wanting to be benched again?
Like, okay.
Like, I don't know. Okay. Like, I don't know what the long-term would be. It doesn't even make sense, to me, at least. And I would be mad if I paid for tickets to go to a game and then my favorite player got benched.
Exactly. Questions without answers. We've got a lot of that today, including the next story. Milan Lucic was arrested. Mm-hmm. He was arrested and is taking indefinite leave from the Boston Bruins after an alleged domestic incident with his wife. His wife claims that he attacked and choked her, and Boston police say that Lucic appeared drunk. I think I saw a mugshot. I wasn't quite clear if that was a doctored photo or not. I didn't have time to, like, dig into it. Mm-hmm. But shocking.
Honestly, kind of. Like, I thought, because they were really good friends with the Toffolis for a long time. So, like, I saw a lot of photos of them together. And I didn't, like, they always just looked so normal, maybe, happy. And so for something like this to come out, I'm like, whoa. I mean, you never know how people are behind closed doors, but it's, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's shocking. I was shocked by it.
I was pretty shocked by it too. Yeah. And he is a tough guy, of course, on the ice. And I'm sure a lot of people are screaming at us going, of course he did. That's totally something he would do and whatever, whatever. But that, first of all, there's no excuse for any kind of domestic violence or violence, right?
Right.
Just except in a hockey game when applicable in certain situations, right? But
yeah,
you don't want to see an alleged, I mean, and this is alleged, there's not been a full report or investigation yet to see what the truth is, right? So we cannot just assume, especially in this day and age, that it did happen or did not happen. And first of all, that's not okay. Second of all, what is Lucic's mental state? Has he, you know, does he have, not to think of excuses for him, but he is a hockey player. There's a thing called CTE. There are many challenges hockey players face, not even just with CTE, but with whatever else they have going on, and drinking and drugs and all the things. We've seen lots of players have issues, and the league luckily has a really good players assistance program that they're willing to help, and the Bruins are taking this very seriously and they do not take this lightly, and I think they've made the right move by taking him out of the team, of course, and not doing, it'll be interesting to see what happens after the investigation and if there's charges filed, if not, because then you enter the world of the NFL.
And see what's going to happen from there.
Right. With
it's the same thing that happened with Austin Watson, which we brought up last week or the week before. I had brought up, he went through something like that. I mean, he is playing again, but it was like an ownership thing and it took a while to get him back in there. So it'll be interesting because Austin Watson isn't as big of a name as Luch. So then that gets a little dicey too. It's like, are they going to play favorites and allow him to come back because of who he is and what he's done in the league? Or is it going to be worse for him?
Yeah. We know there's been a lot of players, including, and he doesn't talk about it and doesn't like press about it, but Patrick Kane, had a lot of fun drinking. I don't know if that's even the right way to say it, but he's had a lot of off ice challenges with alcohol and different allegations being brought against him, and he's sober now and has made some changes, and it's possible for people to change. And I think it's hard though, if you have an allegation and there's no charges filed, is that okay to let him back? Or is that setting a bad precedent? I mean, obviously they're not going to just let him return right away, and they're going to make him go through a program. And I'm sure the Bruins upper management will take very serious whether or not to allow him back onto the ice, because we've seen what happens in the NFL where players get arrested for domestic abuse and then they're back playing and different things. Not saying that they need to be canceled, but I think they need the opportunity to improve themselves. And if they can, why can't we have a second chance?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's so dicey. It is so dicey.
Yeah, but it's,
we need to know what happened. And I think, I mean, we're obviously not the judge of anything, but, I do think that there are situations that get blown out of proportion before the truth is really there. And not to say that this shouldn't be taken seriously at all, but, you gotta find out what happened. Go from there.
Yep. Before making these like knee jerk reactions. What's the phrase?
You're asking the wrong person. I cannot say a phrase to save my life.
Yeah, I think we need some more information.
I want more, not information. I just want more to these jerseys.
Oh, for the PWHL?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to make a hard right turn and talk about the PWHL jerseys.
Yeah. Tell me more. The next note on here. They're boring. They are cool because they're like sleek and like just plain, but I want more. Like, I feel like they could have done so much more for this and not just make it like a plain, sleek, clean look. I mean, that's for the NHL. For, you know, for the women's hockey, like, have something cool. Like, have like a cool design. Have more colors to. I don't know. I want more.
I want more too. It was very disappointing. They debuted their new jerseys for the inaugural season and it left a lot to be desired. And it's just plain text. It's like they all have the same font.
Yeah.
It's just a diagonal on their chest with the name of the city.
Mm-hmm.
There's no logo. And here's the problem with this. You need to sell jerseys. Half of your marketing is fans buying jerseys because we love them. And not just wearing them to games, but like wearing all the gear everywhere to help advertise for you for free and promote the sport. This does not make me want to buy a jersey.
I'm still going to buy a Hillary Knight jersey though.
Well, of course you are. But
of course I am.
Like, hopefully, and I meant to look this up, but I wanted to know what the agreement was with the players if they get a percentage of jersey sales, which I would assume they would, because I think that would be something they would want, like if they were playing in a professional league where they get some cut of selling their name and like their name's rights or whatever. But I'm not buying that. I am not buying a Hillary Knight jersey in that. I would rather buy her USA jersey. Like, that's so much cooler.
It is cooler. I almost bought one of those, but it was really expensive.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping the women's hockey wouldn't be as expensive.
I mean, I'm sure they will be, but no, like, what's the mascot logo? Like, where is the team logo? Just because it's women's sports doesn't mean we don't want the same things that we get from men's sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want the sick logos. We want these, like, incredible jerseys to support and show our pride for the team.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll buy like a t-shirt if it's cool, but if it just says New York on it, what the hell? That could be anything.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Like, what is that?
It has to look cool. Yeah,
I mean,
I'm not gonna buy an I Heart New York shirt, obviously, but like,
well, at one point they were really cool and I owned one of those, but anyway.
at one they point were. Back in 1962. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
You weren't even alive back then.
No, they were really cool. And I wore it all the time. But this is not what it is. And one of the players, I don't remember which team, she came out at a press conference and was like, whatever. If you don't like the jerseys, it's fine. I'm just excited that we're playing professional hockey. And I was like,
honestly, that's kind of, yeah. At least they're playing. At least they're doing something. I get it.
Yes. Yes. And you got to do it right. Like, you have to do it right. Speaking of jerseys, the ECHL. We love these stories. We love these minor league stories of the shenanigans that go on. There is just such a drastic difference between the NHL and the minors. Like, pick a league, it doesn't matter. There's like a huge gap of difference.
It really is.
Yeah, what happened here was Kalamazoo showed up to play Toledo without their jerseys. Their jerseys apparently did not make it. And therefore, Kalamazoo had to wear Toledo's practice jersey for the first period of the game. And then they switched into their own jerseys for the final two periods after they arrived late on a
car
or bus.
Embarrassing. So that is
equipment manager failed.
That is what you need. When I read that earlier, that immediately brought me back to the time when I was playing a show and it was like it was two hours away, right?
You were playing a show like as a musician? Yeah,
yes. And I forgot my guitar strap. Like, how do you forget a guitar strap? Like, I had to use a bungee cord, and I beat myself up. I'm still beating myself up. How do you forget something that you actually need? How do you forget it? How do you forget it? How do you forget your jersey?
I don't know. Then you never forget it ever again. Wait a second. We need to rewind, though. You're a musician?
Well, I used to play shows. Not anymore, though.
I've known you for how long, and I don't... No, I don't.
You knew this.
I do not.
Everybody that finds out feels like it's such a shock. Yeah, I was in a few. Why is everyone so shocked when they find out? I feel like that's so normal.
No, it's not that it's weird that you were in a band. It's weird that you didn't tell me you were in a band until now.
I feel like you knew.
No, did not know. Had no clue.
Surprise?
And like, you made your own music?
Mm-hmm.
And like, what did you play? What kind of guitar? Like electric guitar, acoustic guitar?
Yeah. Electric guitar. For this band where I forgot my guitar strap, I was playing the bass. But I played guitar.
And you played the bass?
Yeah, I played the bass in my first band. My second band, I played the guitar. My third band, I played the bass. And then my fourth band I was in, we did acoustic. So it was acoustic guitar.
Okay.
And then I decided I wanted to learn how to play the banjo. So then I bought a banjo. But I never played in the band with a banjo.
And do we still play music?
No, not really. Sometimes I'll grab my guitar.
Yeah.
I just got it back from storage, though, so.
And do you sing?
No. God, no. I'm terrible. Absolutely terrible.
I'm very shocked. I really don't think I
can tell
that.
You're shocked. I can tell. I thought you knew.
I don't think you've ever talked about that.
Oh, well. I feel like I have.
On the podcast? No.
No. No, maybe. Maybe in the beginning. I don't know. No, because I haven't played in a while in a band.
No, I
This is
have
way
no...
off topic. No one cares about this stuff. No one cares.
Breezy was in a lot of bands and plays music. Cool. I mean, I know you like music, and I know you do the music, and you go to shows, but like what you just said, I had no clue. I was like, when she was And she went to play a show. What is she, a fucking musician? And you are.
Sometimes.
Like, what is she talking about? What time warp? What timeline did I just jump? And Breezy's a musician. Okay. Here's some more things to celebrate, though, after the failure of the jerseys in the ECHL. There's exciting news out of the AHL. Luke Prokop played for the Milwaukee Admirals. If you don't know who he is, he's been a member of the Nashville Predators organization since 2020. And he is the defenseman is the first openly gay player to play in the American Hockey League. Yes.
Dang.
Yes. Winning. Inclusivity. Diversity. Equity. We love it. Pride Tape wins.
You're very passionate.
This is very exciting.
You're punching the air in a good way.
It's very exciting. Like, we need this. It's not that it needs to be like a big deal, but since there's nobody ever in history who's been open about their sexuality in any sort of professional hockey, it's a big deal. On the men's side. On the women's side, NBD, no big deal. Not a big deal. But in the men's side,
Did I tell you, speaking of not a big deal, I went to the grocery store the other day, again, off topic, and I was like scrolling, going through, and I was like, whoa, not a big deal. And I looked because it was beer, and I was like, not a big deal. And then I looked at it, and I was like, wait a second, that's like the, what's it called? It's called Big Deal Brewing Company. So I was like, well, I gotta get it. And I did. Pretty good,
is
actually.
It good?
It kind of just tastes like a Molson Canadian, to be honest.
Okay.
Canadian beer, did I send you the picture? So when I was just up in Vancouver, I went to the liquor store because that's where you had to get alcohol from. And I was like, what kind of beer do I want? And I found Sneaky Weasel beer, and I just really liked it because it was called Sneaky Weasel, and like I liked the packaging, and I usually just buy stuff off of packaging. And it was so good, but it said it was like the strongest beer ever, or like the strongest beer, something like that. And it was like 5%.
Oh.
Or like 5.6% or something like that. But I liked it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not an ad for Sneaky Weasel.
Sneaky Weasel.
An NBD.
If anybody has access to Sneaky Weasel beer, though, and you want to send it my way, or if you have a Sneaky Weasel hat, I would really like one of those, but I can't order it. I'd have to go to the actual brewery, and that's kind of far.
That's, yeah, real far. Mm-hmm. I don't know about shipping over...
They don't ship.
State country lines.
I mean, usually they do. I mean, I have, like, a steam whistle. Like, I get steam whistle stuff, but... in Toronto, but Sneaky Weasel, man, that's where it's at.
Okay. Listen, we've talked about your love of food on this podcast, grilling, nuts, beer, cocktails you've made. We talk about Mate and Ringo. We talk about country music. We talk about Lainey Wilson. But we have never talked about the fact that you were in multiple bands. Okay. Just making sure. Anyway, major congrats to Luke and the Milwaukee Admirals. And I hope this inspires more inclusivity around the men's side of hockey. Because it's just time to like get over it and get with the program and just let's just make this normal.
Yeah.
It's like, just be cool. Don't be uncool.
Right.
Just be cool.
It's not cool to be uncool.
I was quoting Real Housewives, Luann Delisette. Oh, she was on.
I have no idea. I was going to say something from Billy Madison on Pee in Your Pants is the coolest.
That explains us very well. You're like, Billy Madison, I'm like Real Housewives of New York.
She was Billy Madison. That's one of my favorite movies. How do you not like Billy Madison?
I like Billy Madison. Also, something I'm very much looking forward to, speaking of movies and TV shows, have you seen the preview for the new movie called Minor Leaguer movie coming out in 2024?
Nope.
Do you know who's in it?
Nope.
Timu Solani and Brett Hull
oh.
are starring
wow.
in a new movie called Minor Leaguer movie. It looks phenomenal. Got to get to the theaters. It better be in the theaters. Love a hockey movie. Love two legends in the game starring in it and acting in it. Can't wait to see this. I need a release date. I would like to be invited to the premiere, please. I think it would be very important as a hockey. We're not really influencers yet, but like we think we are. You're the influencer. I'm just.
How am I? I know. No, I'm not.
Yeah, remember you were influencing people to do all the things.
That is true. That is true. I'll be the influencer.
I cannot recall. What were you influencing to do?
To go to Seattle.
Oh, yes. And go follow Timo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, I feel like something else.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay. Do you have anything else you need to address?
Nope.
I have my hunk of the week.
I'm so boring. I am the most boring human being at this point in my life.
No, just today. You're just not in your feisty mode today, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's okay. I promise
I'll turn up the feist next week.
Okay.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. You got to bring it for Tuesday, though. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Tuesday. So
figure it out.
I'll get a dose of feisty in me.
Go to the store, pick up some squirrel brain, whatever, Molson, squeaky wheel, whatever you said. Sleep-nizzle. And there you go. Okay.
Hunk of the week.
Steed it up, okay?
Okay. Okay.
But I have a really good hunk of the week. Or maybe not. Some people might be really pissed off when I say who my hunk of the week is. Because this is a little controversial. He does not play hockey. But he is a fan of the Blackhawks.
Okay.
And he is the most popular man in sports right now. And his name is Travis Kelce. And he is dating Taylor Swift. And he is my hunk of the week because he is a Chicago Blackhawks fan. And the Blackhawks made a jersey for him with his number on it with a blank space for his name. Ha ha ha. If you don't know what that is, you're not a Taylor Swift. You've never listened to Taylor Swift music, but.
That's funny.
I appreciate his fandom. And if he can bring more attention to hockey, which he has, him and his brother both have talked about hockey on their podcast, and we've talked about them talking about it. Mm-hmm. I support this. And I'm also like secretly rooting for that relationship because I feel like if it fails, all hope I have for finding a romantic partner in my life is dead. It's dead.
Sometimes you I'm just not look and it just comes. But Travis Kelce just was looking.
Like basing my hope of relationships on two celebrities who are very highly, like doomed to fail.
Highly, highly popular, very high profile celebrities.
Yeah. Like doing when great. Ben and Jen got back together. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Well, yeah.
I know who you're talking about, but I'm like,
Okay. Mm. There are a lot of personality, those two, but I think seeing them refine their true love and like be in love again, that gives me a little bit of hope. But also I'm like, yeah, but is this going to last? Are they going to get divorced? Probably.
Probably. Because the bro does not look happy every time in front of the paparazzi.
He does not like the paparazzi. I think he really loves Jen, but.
Yeah. Hunk of the week.
Yeah, who's your hunk of the week?
You know, I just, you had TK written there, and I was like, is she going to steal my man? And then now I feel like I need to, like, put my foot down and just make sure that he's my hunk of the week so you know where to stand. And I'll turn a little feisty. I'm taking Matthew Tkachuk.
TK? Is Matthew Tkachuk?
Well, kind of, because, like, his last name is, like, a TK, you know? Tkachuk.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Okay. Don't worry. Not taking Matthew Tkachuk. Why is he your hunk this week? We know he's your, like, hunk.
Because I thought you were moving in on him. So I'm bringing him back.
Muscle in the territory. Got it. No, not muscle in your territory. No.
Well, either way, I'm bringing him back to me.
He's all yours.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.